Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Kutumi. I am here this evening to talk about the third strand of DNA. Now, you received some information about certain DNA strands, what their purpose is, and the different packets of light that we together activated in those various strands, but and also within your chakra system. This is your energetic system. The non-physical part of you that holds your consciousness, that is part of the transformation and the ascension process. It's part of the activation, the full activation of the light body. Now, as you know from this review, the third strand of DNA represents you as that individual human on Earth and how you will begin to experience the realm of form on Earth. In prior times, and even in times prior to this, that strand was strictly related to your physical expression. It was a combination of the first two strands, of the lineage of your mother and the lineage of your father. And those specifics were brought together at the moment that you incarnated into a body, because they were indicative of how you would proceed in this particular life experience, what limitations you would have to experience because of those lineages, because of that physical structure that was operating in a dense third dimension. And this dimension, as you know, is all about separation, fear, and negativeness. So the body was very, very affected. It didn't communicate properly within the system, the organs, the hormones, the various parts of the body, the neurology was not fully developed so it could process the complexities of thought and the beauty of certain Christed energetics. It was this part of you had the ability to receive from your soul wisdom, what it needed in this experience and in any transformation that you were capable of making in this lifetime. And that wisdom was part of the complexity of that fourth strand of DNA. So that's just a little background, and of course you know that from the review. Because there was limited access to the soul wisdom within that third strand of DNA, it has become very obvious now because of the amount of alterations that you have made in your consciousness and in your energetic system that a packet of light would be very, very valuable to have within this third strand of DNA. So this is what's happening now. You are ready. The time is now for that light packet to be placed very specifically within that third strand of DNA so that you can access the memory of the soul's wisdom. As you know, the first light packet uplifts the body and begins to elevate it into the beginning stages of fifth dimension. The next step in your evolution at this very moment is a further initiation and activation of your light body so that the frequencies of that light body begins to be available to you. And it begins in that third strand of DNA. And this evening, at the end of our session, I will assist you in activating a portion of the third packet of light and positioning it in the third strand of DNA. As you will recall, that third packet represents or is part of your ability to access the will of Source as you were created, as your soul was created at that very moment it was created. That awareness, that knowledge, that wisdom of the will of Source is now made conscious through that third packet of DNA. When we place that third packet in the DNA structure, we also placed it within your throat chakra and your solar plexus, where you had the ability to fully align the will of Source as you were created with your personal will. When there was not the presence of that DNA packet, that third strand only applied to you as the human in a body, drawing from the lineage of your mother and father. And not only did that include the physical makeup and all its many patterns that are used in your mental emotional body that is the vehicle that creates your life experience, as well as forms the way in which you create that life experience. This alone shows you how limiting this strand can be in regards to your soul evolution and transformation. Not all of your lineage patterns are helpful as you travel through this lifetime. So the fourth strand of DNA was activated to function more coherently, with more light energy of Source that was needed to enlighten those genetic imprints and patterns. So this brings us to the present moment in your evolutionary process. The influence of this Source light energy is needed. This is what the light packets are designed to do. The seven light packets have remained closed and in a dormant state until you had reached an evolutionary stage where they could be useful and the refined energetics of them could be absorbed and understood and used. The time is now. We have been slowly teaching you about these beautiful packets of light since you were introduced to them in 2016. Of your time. Your consciousness had to be developed enough to receive the packets. Your body had to be altered so that its function was united and coherent. Your neurology, your psychology, and your physiology also had to be developed. The body frequency had to begin to position its consciousness into the beginning stages of fifth dimension. And this, dear ones, is what you have accomplished in the last 4 years of your time. Amazing, amazing feat. Recognize this in yourself. This is not to stroke your ego. This is about recognizing the challenges of this lifetime and how you have overcome them. Recognizing your value as a Christed being. Many have attempted this journey and failed. We are delighted and amazed that you've moved so quickly in 4 short years. Of course, you have been studying and practicing for many years, but these last 4 years were so important to your transformation and ascension process. Just so there is no confusion, there is something that you misunderstand. Some of you have physical anomalies that stem from your lineage and are already manifested. You are having to heal and find ways to bring the body back into a healthy state. Some have emotional challenges where they were very wounded in one way or another along the way in this lifetime, and sometimes in previous lifetimes. Some of these challenges, physically and emotionally, are a result of the lineage, your family lineage. There are also patterns that you have created to deal with the negative patterning that were in play in that lineage and in you, in that third strand of DNA. All of these things are already manifested at a physical level. And this was before, now, we sealed the door to the first strands of DNA. So these are the residual patterns that we've been talking to you about recently. Many of them were unconscious and are now surfacing to be cleared. So you must clear them. This is your responsibility, and you have all of the tools and the light energies to help you swiftly eliminate them. So this is why I wanted to say this to you, so there's no confusion, because some of you may think, well, I sealed the door to that lineage. Why am I having difficulty in my physical body? I remember my mother, my father, my aunt, my uncle, my brother, or whoever in that lineage had the same issue. Why, if I sealed that door to the first two strands of the genetic lineage, are they still here? Well, because you have already manifested them in the physical. The beauty of all of these activations of light energies is that once you remove these anomalies, they do not come back in another form unless you create them. Now, this is different. As you experienced many times in the clearing process, when you were working with the rays of creation, that you would clear and clear and clear, and you would try to understand. But it seemed like you were spinning your wheels, because so often you would clear an issue, either in the emotions, most often in the emotions, but also in the thought system, that would resurface again and again and again. Well, this has changed. With the sealing of those first two strands of DNA, that's changed. With the activation of these light packets that were placed in the DNA strands, and also within the chakra system, that alone changes the game. So needless to say, it's extremely important that you remain conscious at all times. Know when the ego is present. That ego was created in a third dimensional frequency so that you could experience fear, separation, unworthiness, and many other things that you've worked on over the years. And that ego has not been totally transformed. You must make sure that just as your body consciousness now follows your soul consciousness, so too must your ego. It must not be allowed to direct any thought or any feeling or any action you might take. It is imperative now that you always be alert as to where your recurrent thoughts and feelings originate from. If needed, redirect them from the wisdom of your soul. And that's available to you now. From your higher self and from your oversoul consciousness, which is also available to you now. Access to the higher mind of source energy as it relates to form is available to you now. All of these things are positioned in certain chakras as well as within the Sacred Heart Center of your physical body. When you develop the ability to continually stay in a fifth dimensional state of consciousness, your ego will stop trying to direct your life and come into its necessary position to follow your consciousness. Here is another point that you have to recognize. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself. And this includes your ego, for it is part of your physical body. Harsh self-judgment is often followed by the feeling of guilt. Both of these are very detrimental to the soul, the body, and the ego. Adopt consistent thoughts and feelings that value the love that you were created in when Source created you on all levels. You have the tools. Practice often being in fifth dimensional consciousness, using the element of love to cultivate feelings of worthiness and significance. This alone helps the body to stay healthy. When you implement this and position these things in your body and mind, something magical happens. You create a sovereignty in the mental-emotional body, as well as in the physical body. When you place the third light packet in the third strand of DNA, many things will change. You bring your body consciousness into a coherent function on all levels. You are no longer navigating on just a physical level, blind to the voice and the light of your soul. The third strand of DNA changes dramatically. You seed a level of consciousness into the collective consciousness of humanity. This happens through the various genetic lineages. Each one of you, each member of this human part of our crucible, has specific genetic lineages. Now, you are not responsible for clearing all of that lineage or the combinations of that lineage with that is represented in you. But when you make changes in you, when you change the energetics of the human body and its ability to upgrade it, upgrade that body into fifth dimension, this affects all of your lineage. It is not restricted by linear time, past or future. It affects the whole lineage. Souls, members of your family that you remember who have drop the body benefit, because if they come back into that karmic wheel of reincarnation, that part that you established in your body gets available to them. Now, I'd like to talk to you about something I want you to become aware of, and that is the coherence that is developed gradually within the six double helixes. We have told you that the fourth and fifth strands of DNA work together. The sixth and seventh strands work together. Each helix is joined energetically to the previous helix through the interface of the DNA strand that resides in a different helix. Can you see how an energetic coherence within the complete structure is precisely created? The six double helixes, when fully activated, begin to spin just as the triadic system spins, and they fold into one another and create one coherent field of light energy that relates to form. This is the energetic manifestation of Christ consciousness in form. This is an important fact. The coherency that is now available in those double helixes that assist in the manifestation of Christ consciousness in form. This is huge. Recognize this. It's just not one or two strands or three strands. With the addition of these light packets, as we move along with you in the ascension process and in the activation of the light body, many things will change. More of the DNA strands will come online. More of the light packets will be used. Two of the most important light packets that you were given in the beginning was that first light packet where the love of self was activated in your heart chakra. This has been a very elusive thing, this energetic of love. Has been very elusive to the humans in third dimension. They constantly revolve back to that state of unworthiness, judgment, guilt, and it keeps them in third dimension. With the presence of these light packets in the fourth strand of DNA, and within your heart chakra, all that changes. That third packet that aligns divine will of source, and your will. This is not about dominance, source, being the dominant force in your life. It's about the alignment and the empowerment that takes place within that solar plexus, the empowerment through love, through unification. And what is that? It's the paradigm of fifth dimension that you have all aspired to for many years. So this was those two light packets were so important to get activated and seated within the DNA structure and within the body itself through the chakra system. It has value to you as that individual creator, as that individual of Christed consciousness. But it is so valuable to all humans. It seeds the collective consciousness of humanity. This is an extremely valuable session, beloveds. Do not take it lightly. Review it. Contemplate it. Use it often